If there is a poster child for the growing challenges healthcare is facing, it's diabetes. Rates are skyrocketing. 29 million people in the U.S. have it. It requires medication and serious lifestyle changes. It's expensive to manage. It's chronic and progressive. So even if you do everything right, you could still lose a toe. It's associated with many other health problems like heart disease. It sounds terribly frustrating, right? Healthcare providers are finding new ways to keep patients on a healthy track, and sometimes they even score a win. Here's Tanya English.
This is what success sounds like. We're listening to a checkup at Puentes de Salud. The Bridges of Health Clinic is largely staffed by doctors and medical students who volunteer to work with patients coming from nearby Latino neighborhoods in South Philadelphia. Robin Canada is the medical director.
I'm so proud. Orgullosa.
Gracias.
Oh my goodness.
Her patient is Blanca, who wants to use just her first name. Earlier this year, Blanca was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. That means her body struggles to convert sugar to energy. When sugar backs up in the bloodstream, that can make you tired and irritable. And over time, diabetes hurts the heart and kidneys. Blanca's 5 feet tall and used to weigh 224 pounds, but Canada couldn't be happier with Blanca's progress today. She's exercising and eating better, and those changes have improved Blanca's blood sugar.
Okay, mire, cuando usted viene...
A test called A1C gives doctors a snapshot of blood sugar levels over the last 2 or 3 months. The numbers suggest how well a patient's diabetes treatment is working. This summer, Blanca's A1C was 9.2, which is dangerously elevated.
In junio, y ahora, mire, 6.3. Aquí.
Now she scores a 6.3. Canada says for someone with diabetes, that's excellent and pretty unusual. Often it takes months or years for patients to adopt better habits to manage diabetes.
Este es mi control de mi glucosa.
To explain her success, Blanca pulls out a small spiral notebook with page after page of scribbled numbers. Every morning and every night, she pricks her finger to test her blood sugar, then records the number in her notebook.
100.
Blanca has figured out the four pillars of diabetes management. Experts call them the four M's. She's watching what she eats. That's meal planning. She's walking more. That's movement. And the third M is monitoring, or keeping track of blood sugar. Medication is number four. Canada prescribed an anti-diabetes medicine, but what Blanca's doing and not doing at home makes a difference. So at the Puentes Clinic, patients and people at risk for diabetes work with lay volunteers called promotoras.
Mostly women basically help patients achieve their health goals and teach them about topics like diabetes and obesity and high blood pressure in a way that's much more culturally spot on than anything any of us could say.
Somehow in South Philadelphia, people know who we are.
Susana Pimentel has been a promotora for 10 years.
So they stop you, church, laundromat. I feel like it's my office now. Whenever I go do my laundry at church or whatever we are, people just stop you and ask you, can you make an appointment for me?
Puentes patients work long hours at low pay jobs in pizzerias, bodegas, and factories. Pimentel says being poor and uninsured makes it harder to afford medicine and the right food. Promotoras meet with patients for healthy living lessons, and they give out their cell phone number.
I try just to say, please don't call me after 10, because they do.
In her neighborhood, everybody knows somebody with diabetes. Pimentel says if your grandmother has it and your cousin has it, some people feel like sooner or later they'll develop it too.
And we thought it was okay to have it in the family. It's like diabetes, okay, yeah, no problem.
Hi, my name is Rosalinda Hernandez, and I started to be promotora 4 years ago.
Rosalinda Hernandez and I spoke through an interpreter. She's most comfortable using Spanish, and Spanish is the language she uses to lead her classes at Puentes.
Porque muchas veces cuando ellos nos dicen, muchas veces la gente dice, oh, no sé por qué tengo mi azúcar alta si yo no como azúcar, si yo no tomo azúcar, o yo no como azúcar.
Lots of times people will say to us, well, I don't know why my sugar level is high, I don't eat sugar. And so that's why we say, well, tell me what you eat in a typical day. And then they might say, I eat bread, I eat cookies, but I don't drink soda. So then that begins the process.
Helping someone lose just 5 to 10% of body weight can delay the onset of diabetes. So Hernandez nudges people to roast chicken instead of frying, or try one piece instead of two. She covers the basics of meal planning and movement, but in her class, they also talk about another M, motivation.
Con ese autoestima.
And the self-esteem boost that they get, like, I look good, I feel good, like, I can wear the jeans that 10 years ago I wasn't able to fit into.
Almost everyone needs medicine and healthier habits to get diabetes under control. And research suggests that the kind of diabetes education that works best includes both one-on-one support and group classes.
Deborah brought up a good point. So we have wheat bread and we have white bread. Let's just say there is three slices of each.
Andrew Johnstone is a nurse and leads a four-week diabetes academy at the health center where he works. It's run by the Public Health Management Corporation. The nonprofit group also hosts get-togethers for academy graduates. Johnstone says even his star students need reminders.
We do go to these events and it's like, ah, like they didn't remember that one key point.
Is it discouraging that they didn't know that?
That's a great question. I think I have to get told things lots of times, and it is hard, but it takes waves of learning this.
When you've ignored your chronic illness for years, diabetes class can feel like a harsh spotlight. People suddenly see how a lifetime of choices can take a toll on the body.
Some people go too hard. They say, like, I'm not going to have any more sodas. I'm going to check my blood sugar. I'm going to exercise. I'm not going to have any carbs or sweets.
But that kind of enthusiasm is hard to keep up. So Johnstone also teaches compassion and balance.
Chinese food and cake is okay, like once a month or something like that. And if you're monitoring your blood sugar, that's okay.
He says the care clinic is a place where graduates can keep coming back to learn from others in the diabetes community and to pick up new lessons when they're ready. For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.